America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Where's Ray Lewis at? It'd be so hyped, though. That jump would come on. Down, down. That smoke would come up.
God, it's good. Oh. So good.
Oh.
Awesome song.
Yes.
Awesome entrance. Oh. Awesome player. Noon hour here on a hump day. That means you're halfway to the weekend. Believe it or not, halfway. It'll come around when it gets here. Anyway, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Hour number two, as always, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. College football playoff ranking conversation, as well as starting to turn the page to this upcoming Saturday in about 20 minutes from right now as well. And then the back page with Abe.
Oh, Abe's doing it?
Yeah. No Bo today. Bo's closing on his
Bo's
house.
Yeah, Bo's closing on his crib today.
Yeah, so congratulations to Bo and Tara.
Shout out to them, man. That's freaking awesome, man. It's only two more regular season games after this week.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. Three games left.
Yeah, no, and I'm going, and I officially said, because once I tell my child something, I always do it. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Oh. And we're going to go to a Georgia game.
Oh, cool.
We're going to go to one of these last two Georgia games. I don't know which one we're going to yet, but
Go to the Tennessee game.
It's at night, though, dog.
Oh,
you know, I don't do,
oh yeah, 7:30. They just announced that earlier this week.
I don't do good with night games and traffic and
sure.
All that
if you
stuff.
Stay for that whole game, you're not getting home till after midnight.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
fair
I'll
enough.
Do good for that. So, yeah, I told little man, I said, I promise you, we're going to go to a, because I'm not, I didn't promise him about a Falcons game. I didn't promise about a United game or a Hawks game yet.
Okay.
Because he knows the one Hawk game we're going to is 99
the
game night.
So you're going you're going to UMass.
Then. Yeah. UMass?
You're going to UMass.
What time is that one?
I mean, have to be noon, right? Okay. You can't play. Oh, 12:45.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm up. I'm already up.
Oh,
so.
or Tech. But that's also a night game.
Oh, yeah, I can't do
going to UMass.
All right.
Oh, that's also a Friday.
They play on a Friday?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Georgia don't play on a Friday?
That's what Abe said.
Georgia plays Friday on a Friday night? No. They can't play on a Friday night when the game's at noon. What are you talking about Friday night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Tech game is Friday night.
Oh, the Tech game's Friday
night. Oh, okay. You had to think of UMass game. Tech game's on a Friday night?
Me too. I thought that's what he meant, too. I was like, 12:45 on a Friday?
What the hell are you talking about?
That's outrageous. I know UMass sucks, but, like, that's an outrage.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, dude. That's just that don't even add up right there, dog. Like, Cass could be going to classes while they have a football game going on.
Be the worst crowd atmosphere of all time.
Yeah, man.
No, so the UMass game's on a Saturday, but it is at 12:45, so that's the game you'll be going. I bet that'll be easy to get tickets to. Probably wouldn't have any trouble either way, but there you go.
All right, then we're gonna be up in that thing.
The Minutemen.
It don't matter.
Maybe Marcus Camby will be there.
You know, remember last time they played them? What was his? Isabella tore our ass up.
Oh, that's right. Isabella did.
You remember that last time we played them, and Isabella was wearing us out.
They got in a shootout with the Minutemen. I forgot about that.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, yeah. So
was that was Jake Fromm, right?
I think it was.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Oh, Jake Fromm.
There you go.
Oh, Jake
Fromm. Yeah, Carson could throw a couple picks to the Minutemen.
Well, hell, he might. I mean, I tell you what, you kind of put me on it, the Game Day podcast. You kind of put me on it and everything. I listened to it, but it was yesterday. Greg McElroy was talking about Carson Beck. I was like thinking of what he was saying. I was like, yeah, that could be right. And then I was.
What did he say?
Basically, like Carson, he's pressing, no doubt about that. But it's like he didn't trust his weapons. So you remember he was checked down Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like, okay, well, the NFL scouts don't want to see you do that.
You got to open it up.
I got to open it up. And now I'm throwing it and I'm pressing and all those different things.
Right.
And so now where the hell are you at? Because you can't even be between both of those.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Those are extreme. You can't be between both of those. So, I mean, I said money to Fricky. Said yesterday, I still ain't there trust level with this dude.
Sure.
Just not.
Yeah.
How
could you?
I'm sorry.
He's thrown three picks in three different games. Like, that's
just
crazy.
Just not. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, that I'll tell you where that is. Like, I don't know how you find a happy medium or which one you lean towards, whatever. That's a mental thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's, mm-hmm. and that's a hard thing to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Physical stuff you can fix. Play calling, whatever. And maybe that's what they'll do. Maybe they'll try to lean into the run, although there's no evidence to support that they will, even though maybe they should. That's a mental thing.
But the thing that you don't want when you're going through that is trying to fix it on the go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or trying to... What am I like compensate or something?
Yeah, that, and then also like the off the field part of it too, where it's like, okay, I'm kind of in my own head about this, and then you start getting weird and like doing too much to try to mentally overcome it.
Yes.
And you're like, all right, well, I'm just going to meditate some more.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, do what you normally did that got you to this point.
You should just wear a shiesty mask.
Maybe give the Lambo back.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, if that's what that, I ain't giving my damn Lambo back. Nobody. Hell with that.
What if you gave it back and immediately stopped throwing interceptions?
Then it'd be worse.
Got to give it back.
But I don't believe him giving it back. Don't stop the interception.
I don't either. I'm just saying.
But sometimes as an athlete, you do stuff like that.
Yeah, you got to give it back.
You got to give it back.
Give the Lambo back. Because he's not giving Cavender back.
Why not?
What?
They're going to break up as soon as he's done.
Oh, maybe. Those three more picks, they might break up Saturday.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, that's strictly I don't know their relationship. I ain't going to say nothing crazy like I usually say something crazy about stuff like that. I ain't even going to do it.
Okay.
I ain't even going to do it. I'm going to leave it alone. Let's get to the NFL.
All right, let's get to an NFL in the huddle.
That's what I was about to say.
Dang it. I would have liked to have known. Strictly what? You're saying it's not his personality?
I mean, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
Not his look.
But that's what I'm saying. Like he's 6'5" and she's like 5'4".
Okay.
When you look up, the under chin angle is the most handsome angle.
Oh, that is true.
Everyone knows. Why do you think all tall men get women?
That's true.
Yeah, not because we tall. It's how they look up at our chin.
It's that angle?
That angle.
Oh, okay.
It's an upper trajectory.
I get some stilts. No, I'm good. I'm married. All right. Let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about getting ready for the Saints post Dennis Allen.
On offense, it'll be, you know, same coordinator doing a lot of similar things that they've done. Got a lot of respect for the defense coordinator and Joe Woods and what he's going to be to do. I'm assuming he's going to probably call it at this point with Dennis Allen moving on. Rizzi's going to definitely go in there and do what we did in 20 and try to apply his personality to what they've currently been doing. You know, when a coach gets fired in that situation, everything they were doing is not bad. Everything Dennis Allen wanted to do or try to move forward wasn't terrible. It's just about you applying your message and getting those guys to go out there and play for you. We know how well coached and good of a coach Rizzi is and some of the things he can do. So, like, we better show up ready to go because we know what it looks like from the other side. So we got to prepare for that.
Yeah, I mean, coach, he knows. I'm talking about the coach for the Saints. He's their special team coach, so he knows all the players, you know, and all players are – to me, and again, I listened to his first presser yesterday, didn't listen to the whole interview, just how his passion and everything about it. And so the players are going to win and play hard for him. As we talked to Dave, I mean, players, they rally around this time because of the simple fact is that you don't know you're putting tape out there for everybody. This thing in New Orleans is going to be a complete overhaul.
Yeah, it has to be.
It has to be. It's going to be a complete overhaul, and they're going to be down a few years because of the overhaul, having to get all that badass money off their cap.
Honestly, probably, if you're one of these guys and you're thinking into the future, you're like, kind of good to get out of here because these guys are going to be bad for a while.
They're going to be bad for a while.
I put some great stuff on tape the next 6-8 weeks, whatever. Yeah. I might end up on a good team in a good situation.
Yeah, so. I mean, and we know Alvin Kamara is a special player. Mm-hmm. He's a special runner with the ball in his hands. I'm pretty sure Olave's not going to play in this football game. And we know that in the middle of it, you got Davis, and then you got Honey Badger. They trade away Lattimore. They got good players, and then you got the one guy who's back healthy that always kills you.
He does. The other thing, too, is when you look at those, like, unfortunately, we know this because we've covered the Falcons rough seasons and rough stretches over the last handful of years. To lose seven games in a row, like, is a combination of things.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is that you're not very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But another one is just, like, luck. Like, they have some bad luck.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost to the Eagles by three. Would have made them 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Falcons on a 58-yarder career-long by Younghoe Koo.
Yep.
And a penalty. They would have been 3-1 mm-hmm. at that point. They lost on Sunday to the Panthers with all kinds of crazy nonsense.
Yep.
And even that probably wouldn't have changed anything. But had they won the other ones, I mean, they'd be 5-4 right mm-hmm. now. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they're,
it's amazing.
They're bad. But it's never, no one's ever, usually, maybe the Panthers are, and maybe
as bad as it seems.
But usually in the NFL, no one's that bad.
Right.
Like, no one's, I don't know. I always want to use Vanderbilt as the example, but Vanderbilt's really good this year. But you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
It's not college football where the gap is like that.
Right.
And the any given Sunday thing is real because we've seen it. Like, bad teams beat good teams in the NFL all
it
the
happens.
Time.
It happens. It happens. It happens. You're coming from a guy who was 0-8 and beat the Bears who were 8-0 in Chicago.
There you go.
In the cold. All right, so, I mean, yeah, anything can happen there, and you just don't want it through the Falcons because there is, and Dave mentioned it, there is that disdain and everything sure. for those people, for this team.
It'll
and,
be a good atmosphere.
And it'll be the same way around and
even
everything like
bad.
That. And even though they're bad, yep. the Falcons are coming to town.
Yep.
And so it's going to be that energy is going to be in there. And as a, there's new leadership, and I don't know, as a fan, do you want to see if anything's different? You know, by you going to the game and support your team. I mean, the New Orleans Saints fans are going to support their team. Now, we know they have the bags and all those different things. But just like you said, I anticipate it being a good crowd this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Probably won't cost that much to get in there. Trade deadline was yesterday. A handful of trades were made. Which one do you like the best? The Cowboys got Jonathan Mingo from the Panthers. Is that number one? Bengals got Khalil Herbert for the Bears. The Lions got Za'Darius Smith from the Browns.
I like the Za'Darius Smith because he doesn't have to carry this franchise.
Sure.
He's going to come in, fit a role for them. He's not Aiden Hutchinson, but he's a damn good pass rusher, a damn
sure.
good football player. Love that move. I'm interested in the Baltimore Ravens. You know, they
Tre'Davious White.
Tre'Davious. Because the thing with Tre'Davious, he was great. He's an elite player, and injury just robbed him.
Mm-hmm.
He just couldn't find his niche and get back to it. If he could find some, because they need help in that secondary at Baltimore. He's awful. And obviously the Marshon Lattimore to Washington.
Yeah.
Because they need corners. He is a number one cornerback. And because you have a rookie quarterback that's excelling on a rookie contract, you can add a big number like his.
I'll tell you one that I like too. It's a team that has played probably better than we thought that they would. There's been a lot of controversy, but they've handled it well. I like Mike Williams in Pittsburgh.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think that helps Pickens out a lot.
I love it because it's not one of those personalities or type players that's going to have Pickens in
no.
his field.
And he's not a one.
And he's
at this
not
point.
A one at this point and everything. He's a big catch,
yeah.
highly contested. I think I saw this morning he's like tops in the league as far as tight window throws.
Arthur Smith has a type, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He loves big body receivers.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and so I think that's a great move for them. They also went and got Preston Smith.
Yeah.
So whenever it's T.J. Watt or Highsmith out of the game, you got a guy that can rotate in and try to keep that pass rush going. So,
nice.
Yeah, I love what they did.
Nice rotational pass yeah. rusher. I guess teams called the Colts about Anthony Richardson's, but they
said. And I saw that and Bryce Young.
They said, nah.
Right.
Huh, yeah, Bryce Young too.
Yeah.
What about Trey?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Lance, is that over with?
Well, I think Jerry, the way Jerry said, he might play.
Oh.
They talk about playing two quarterbacks.
You know, they should do that.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
They really should do that. That'd be smart to do. All right.
Lance a runner like that?
Never seen him play.
Only in the preseason.
Yeah, never seen him play. Don't know. We'll come back and get into some college football. The playoff rankings came out yesterday. We'll read those to you. Also start getting ready for some big matchups on Saturday as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Play Thumb at 38.
We'll do that also.
Yeah, play Thumb at 38.
I'm going to ask you to play Cut 30.
Play Cut 38.
At some point during the segment.
Try to do damn sign language through a Threw a mirror to Mike on that.
Yeah.
Play Cut 38.
Our little talkback guy doesn't work still. So.
Yeah, it still ain't working, man.
We'll get there.
It still ain't working.
We'll get there. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, but it was so great. We were just talking about, because obviously Kirby does his presser and everything, and the question of what visor comes up. And Kirby's reaction is like, I gotta get ready for Ole Miss and all these damn receivers and Dak Jackson Dart and this all-pro defensive line. And you talking about my damn vibe.
Yeah, now Kirby wasn't for any nonsense.
Yeah, hold on. His pee hot.
Yes, oh yeah.
His
absolutely. Because it was, what do they call it? What's Bloody Wednesday? Bloody Tuesday,
yeah.
That was yesterday, right? So that was a crazy day at practice. I saw Rusty tweeted out they're working on a wet footballs because it's going to be bad weather probably.
Yeah, that tropical storm heading that way, right?
It's supposed to be pretty bad weather on Saturday. Right. So that's just another thing to deal with. But yeah, I mean, he was asked about his wide receiver depth. He went on a very long rant about how every good coach thinks they have bad depth at every position if they're worth their salt. And I was like, all right, he hated that question.
He hated that one, too.
I didn't even hear the one about the visor until he just played it for me.
Yeah.
Which, that's a fun, that's a good, SEC media days, whatever, get ready. And maybe he would have given you a different answer. Ole Miss week.
Yeah,
his quarterback's throwing a lot of interceptions.
And it's hot.
Ole Miss scored 63 last weekend.
The crazy thing was at the time they called the timeout or what, they about to go on the field last week, and Kirby started smacking people in the head like, "Let's month go."
Yeah, man.
All right,
what are we doing? What are we doing?
And I kept sitting there. I said the same myself because again, watching the game with 11-year-old kid, he thinks it's a disaster. All that we're going to lose to Florida, Daddy. We're not about to lose to Florida. Okay, it's not going to happen. But damn. Could the play look better?
Yeah, it didn't have to look like
that.
Yeah,
it didn't have to look like that.
I don't think it did. Again, we're pretty far into the season. We're still saying that about a lot of these games, so maybe it does have to look like that, especially as it relates to the quarterback. But, yeah, I only got to watch the first half live.
Yeah.
I had to go on an airplane and wait 5 hours, not knowing because I was on Frontier, and they don't have don't have the internet on that airplane. Or if you want it, you have to pay $190 for it, and it's dial-up. That's the... Can we just talk about that just briefly?
I'm just telling you.
Just for a minute.
Dude.
I've never flown Frontier before.
I have.
And I get it. If you can get by with nothing, it's a very economical choice.
Right.
But if you need anything, like to carry on a bag or to get a boarding pass, or if you want a glass of water, or if you want to buckle your seatbelt, or whatever. If you want to do any of that stuff, it's going to cost you.
But that's the thing about it. Is I don't poo-poo. I'm not an airline snob by any stretch of the imagination, because I never have been. That's the thing about it. Even when we, I never have been just get me there and I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I got there.
My wife is, like I said, my wife is so different when it comes to this, because my wife is a very, she is. Because people always call me cheap. I'm not a cheap person. I just don't buy stuff I don't need. She will sit there and find deals, because she will try.
Yes.
She will look at it from this standpoint. Okay, say we save $500 on the flights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's $500 because the $500 is gonna get spent.
Because that's the thing.
You know what I mean?
I know.
No one's actually saving.
Because saving means putting it away.
No.
Right?
That $500 is gonna be spent.
We're just reallocating.
Yeah, we're really allocating.
That's what we're doing.
Because you know what kind of hotels that I like.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Or whatever.
And so that's how it goes. But yeah,
because my wife is a bargain hunter as well. To the point where you'd be like, wow, we saved this on that and that on that. And then you'd think there'd be a big old pile over there for something. I don't know what it would be for. Who knows? But that's you save $200 on this plane ticket, so then you can buy $200 in Thanksgiving decorations or something like that. You know what I mean?
You'll tree up.
No, but it's about to be. I definitely want to see the text message that I got just this morning.
Yeah.
This is from This is from less than an hour ago. It's from a store.
Oh, she's looking at trees.
Where they sell. We have one, by the way. We have one. We have a tree that we bought.
Yeah.
It's in the attic. But might be. I don't know.
We got stickers on the windows.
Now, here's the thing. We do too, but they're Thanksgiving stickers.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got Christmas stickers. And for some reason, everybody felt like they wanted to wear their Christmas pajamas last night.
Okay.
Everybody. The whole house was full of Christmas pajamas. Yeah.
Including Dad?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. No.
My thing is just this.
No.
And then we'll get to the college, because this was the experience on Frontier. They couldn't take off because people wouldn't sit in the seats that they had paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And so the flight attendant or the pilot or somebody had to come on. They were like, look, we don't even care if you buckle your seatbelts. You just have to start the flight in the seat you paid for because of weight distribution. Like, we need the weight to be distributed evenly on the airplane so we can take off.
Yes.
And then once we get up there, do whatever you want.
Right.
Basically, that's what they said. They were like, look, it was like the substitute teacher in the bad kid class. They were like, just don't even have to buckle your seatbelts. Just sit where you paid to sit.
Right.
And then when we get in the air, mingle. But whatever. I was like, who are these people? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
We're moving up like at a sporting event. Like,
right.
We paid for the cheap seats and we're moving up to the front.
It happens, dog. I'm just telling you. I mean,
I was laughing.
Yeah, I've been. Oh, yeah. But see, my wife, she always does this. If because I gonna come up front. I have flown Frontier before, and it was not by choice. All right, I don't know nothing about our travel arrangements until the day of. As far as what time the plane leaves, I don't know none of that. She always takes care of all that.
Yeah,
and so she always makes sure I get the exit row seat, and then she sits in the seat behind me in the exit row.
Okay,
in the seat behind me, and so I always know that stuff whenever we travel. But I don't never know nothing about airlines, know nothing until it's actually on the way to the airport.
And I will say,
yes,
the flight was great.
Yep.
I sat next to a nice young Chinese kid who works in tech in the Bay Area, who was debating back and forth as to what to do with his relationship. I think I gave him some sound advice.
You have conversations with randoms?
If they're interested.
Did you start it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know, probably. I kind of put feelers out. I'm like, do they want to talk? No, they want to talk. And then, fine, I'm not going to pester you. But if you're into it, we can talk.
Really?
We made a great connection. It's great.
What was his name?
Owen.
I knew that was going
to
happen.
Owen Tan. He was a nice young man. And I think he's probably gonna propose to his girlfriend now.
Oh.
His love, I love it. And I want
Did you give him your social media?
Yeah, we connected. He may be listening right now. I told him about the show and the podcast and all that, or maybe listening later. I say, do it, Owen. Follow your heart. Do it. You'll find a job. I did. All right. Let's talk some college football. Georgia is ranked in two different ways. They're ranked number 3 overall.
Yes.
But when they seeded it and put it in the bracket, which they do that? Because we don't have to do that yet. They're number 2. But yeah, they're right where they belong. They're right in there with Ohio State, and that's right around where their resume is. Look, I mean, if they win the rest of their games, they're going to get a bye, and they're going to be exactly where you want them to be in the college football playoff. A lot of stuff's going to happen between now and then, though. So my advice, because we've been through this 10 times, don't get too caught up in it.
Right.
Don't get too caught up in the stuff that they say on Tuesday night, because they'll just go the other way the next Tuesday night or 2 Tuesdays after that. But starting out number 3 overall, number 2 in the bracket's great. That's where you deserve to be. You've won some good games. You lost the one game to Alabama, and that's where it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know.
Oh, yeah, and Oregon's number 1.
Yeah, Oregon's number 1. And I think a lot of times when you look at all, especially these top 4 teams, you take care of business, nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless Oregon loses, Oregon will be the number 1 team. Mm-hmm. Oregon will be the number 1 team and everything like that. And same so forth with Georgia, Miami, and also BYU. That's just going to be where it is. Now, all of that comes.
You think if Georgia wins out and is the SEC champion at what would be 12-1,
mm-hmm.
right? And Miami wins out and they're the ACC champion at whatever it would be 13-0,
mm-hmm.
you think Miami would be number 1 or Georgia?
I think Oregon would still be number 1.
Oregon loses.
Oregon loses. Oh, I'm sorry. Oregon loses.
Oregon's going to lose to Washington.
Okay. So,
most likely.
So Oregon loses. Okay. Oregon loses.
Oregon loses.
Okay.
And I guess Ohio State's there too. So they lose too. I'm just saying, do you think a 1-loss Big Ten or SEC champion could get in over an undefeated ACC or be ahead of an undefeated ACC or Big 12 champion? I think so too.
Yes.
I think so too.
Yeah. I think that.
And just have way more good wins.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing with it is like, it's all about, because how does it come down to now when you look at a possibility of having a 2-loss team in the top 12 mm-hmm. as far as like, are you going to look at the best win or their best loss? You know what I mean? Because if you look at Georgia, I know Ole Miss is where they're ranked at, but Ole Miss has the talent of a top 10 team.
Can I give you the absolute lamest possible answer? Both.
Yeah.
They're going to look at both.
Yeah.
They're going to look at both. And it's going to come down to the big debate is going to be 8 and 9, right? Because 8 gets a home game, 9 doesn't, right? So 9 would have to go on the road. It's going to come down to 12 is probably going to be pretty easy because it's going to be an auto bid from the group of 5, right? Unless Boise State plays it their way into being higher than that and they put someone else there. But 11, right? Because then you're either going to get in or not. 11 and 13 or 12 and 13, however you want to look at it. If Boise State wins out, they're going no matter what.
Yes.
Like they're going.
Yes.
Like they're already at 12 right now as a group of 5. Their one loss is to Oregon, who's the number one team in the country, and they're undefeated.
At home at, on the road.
On the road.
By a single digit.
And they played good in that game. And like they got a guy who is gonna sway your decision making.
Yes.
Like they got a Heisman Trophy finalist on their team. So they got all the makings for and here's the other thing I was thinking about, because for so long as we limped towards the 12-team playoff era, the argument was, why would anyone want to see the 12th best team in the country play against the first best or the fifth best, however you would rank it? And I think for a long time, and maybe in other years, this wouldn't be true like it is now. I think for a long time, that was probably fair, especially if it was a group of five team. I think this year, like the way that the talent up top has kind of come down a little bit and the way that the talent in the middle has risen a little bit, like you tell me Boise State can't go beat somebody?
No.
Sure they could.
I mean, yeah, they could. I think there's still so much contingent. When you look at these undefeated teams, or not, I won't say undefeated, the Boise States, the SMUs, the Indianas, we want to see you, you know, like everybody's waiting to see what Indiana's going to do against the Big Four.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And
like,
you will.
And you will, and you'll get to see that, everything like that. You know, who does BYU have left? As you want to call it, a big boy on their schedule. As you know, I don't know if SMU and Miami, if they play each other now. They probably play each other in the title game. But yeah, like you're curious outside of those guys. Like
BYU has no more tough ones.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Yeah.
And so BYU's
likely going to be undefeated in the Big 12 championship.
Yeah.
Game.
And so, but if they win the big, if they win the Big 12 championship, and say Miami or say there's a one loss ACC team. Do they jump the ACC team?
I don't know. The good news is for all those four teams, they get a bye, right? Like now the ranking of it certainly matters as well, but the four conference champions get a bye.
Yes.
So they have that going for them. I just feel like and I think it is unintended. No one saw this coming in the 12-team year one. The unintended benefit of NIL and transfer portal is so much of the talent has been distributed to other teams.
Yep. That's the big thing about this weekend when you look at this Georgia and Ole Miss game. Like, Georgia's damn near homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss isn't.
No.
You know what I mean? And, yeah. And so that's why a lot of times you talking about come down to coaching and all those different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that transfer portal, yeah.
Oh, it's a microwave.
Yeah, dude.
It's a microwave.
Especially
put it,
when
put
you
it
get
in.
A collective of them? Yeah. Like, a whole day. And I mean, and you ain't talking about no slouches?
Look at SMU.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you're legally allowed to start spending money, all the billionaires in Dallas happen to have a really good football
SMU.
Team.
It's SMU!
I don't think people know what that means.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they know what that means. It means they have black cards.
Yes.
It means they have boosters that have cars you never heard of before.
Yes.
Like, they have all the money down there.
You remember when Eric Dickerson and them?
I do.
Yeah!
SMU. Oh, I don't remember, but I've heard of it, and I watched the Pony Express.
Yeah.
Watched the 30 for 30 on it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Abe. Abe said, go to break. My segment's next. Get out.
You know how he is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he overthinks everything, so I wonder how this is going to go.
I bet it's going to go just really call
the,
good.
Just call. Just say the thing, Abe. Just read it.
No, I think make it dramatic and,
no,
and
don't
yell.
Do that, Abe. Don't do that.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Move.
The whistle and a beat. Underrated.
Yes, it is.
Underrated.
Very much so.
Get the whistle back in there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day. We'll get back into the Falcons. The trade deadline coming and going yesterday, and certainly the game coming up on Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. Mark Schlereth going to join us, our Odyssey NFL insider, as he does on Wednesdays at 1:20.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he called the Saints-Panthers game.
That's great.
I think he did.
I can check that and make sure, but that's awesome info. I know that he's called some of those games before, which, you know, that sucks, because I think Stink does a great job. That means he's on the bottom team.
Yeah.
That means he's on the absolute last team, which I think he's better than that. I think he probably deserves to do some better games, but whatever, he's doing games, so that's fun. And then we'll get to an AMA in about an hour as well.
Yeah, but because, me watching football, I rarely give a damn who's calling it. I do. But it's always funny when Jonathan Vilma calls these games.
Yeah, he's noticeable. He's noticeable.
Okay. Put my hand up, I like the dude.
Oh, I'm sure. Seems like a really nice person.
Yes, he really, really is a good person and everything like that. But if he just was Jets Jonathan Vilma, would it be a bigger issue if he was, Saints Jonathan Vilma?
Probably not for a lot of people. For me, it would be the same.
Okay.
I just don't. Again, I don't know him. Sure, he seems like a really nice
Very
guy.
Good dude.
Very smiley.
Very, very good.
Seems
brother.
Upbeat.
Very good brother.
He just says wrong stuff a lot. I don't ask for that much
very good brother.
When it comes to the broadcast. This is just some general accuracy on the information is all I'm looking forward to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
We're like, no, that's wrong. That's totally wrong. What he just said is not true. But again, likability is a big part of it.
Yes.
And obviously we understand where the Falcons fans just not going to like him for various reasons, played for that team and all that kind of stuff. I guess the general public maybe does. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but just try to clean up the facts is all.
Bit.
If you can.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's all verifiable. You know what I mean?
Yes,
just
it
a
is.
Quick Google search.
It is.
I know they probably have producers and stuff like that as well.
But you're going at 100 miles an hour and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. And that may be true for some people to criticize. We do all right. We're sitting here talking live into microphones 3 hours every day. It tends to mostly be, and we're not always right, but it tends to mostly be on point, but either way, let's get to the back page with Abe. Not today, it isn't. It's the back page with Abe. Hi, Abe.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good.
You may not care often who is calling these games, but recently in the baseball postseason, I had some issues. Doesn't feel like it's going to be an issue anymore. Here are the comments from Bob Costas.
And I felt that I couldn't consistently reach my past standard. There might have been individual games or stretches within games or moments in games that were just the same as if it was the 1990s or the early 21st century. But I couldn't string enough of them together. And I have too much regard for the game, for the craft, and for whatever my own standard has been to hit beneath my lifetime batting average.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Costas is a legend. There's no denying it.
Yeah.
He has been unlistenable in recent years.
Don't pay that much attention to him. Bob, 72.
I think I really like Bob Costas.
I like him.
I do think that was a bit of an arrogant way to say that you're stepping down.
Yeah.
I used to be so great that it's unfathomable for me to not be great anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't
No, no, no. It's not that, Andy. It's a standard.
Right.
That he holds for himself.
Which is that I was great, and maybe even the greatest.
Yeah.
Stopped short of calling himself the greatest.
Maybe I was the greatest one.
No, again, I think at a time he was. He was awesome to listen to, and I thought he did a wonderful job. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know Bob Costas was doing playoff baseball games the last couple of postseasons.
Did not even know it.
It's a career
well
lived. Yeah,
no doubt about
it. He's caught everything.
Congratulations to our old Bo Johnson, who now officially has key in hand.
Beautiful.
Key in hand for Bo Johnson.
Way to go. Way to go, brother.
There you go. This one has taken a couple of turns over the weekend and spilling into yesterday as well. Joel Embiid shoved a journalist after an article that mentioned his deceased brother and questions about his desire and drive to play. The NBA announced yesterday that Embiid was suspended 3 games without pay for shoving that media member. Comments from Joe Dumars in representation of the league. While we understand Joel was offended by the personal nature of the original version of the reporter's column, interactions must remain professional on both sides and can never turn physical.
Okay. First of all, when are you going to start serving a suspension?
He's starting it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
He will be back, I believe, November 12th, which is part of the.
All right. Okay.
Do they still call it NBA Cup? Is that what they're calling it now?
Oh, that's
in season tournament.
Is that
whatever.
Time already?
We got some games coming.
That time already.
Yeah, we got some games coming.
Is that time already? Okay. You can't, as much as sometimes you want to, put your hands on a journalist.
Yep.
You can't do that. I don't give a damn that he did, though. I don't give a damn that he did, because don't ever do that.
Yeah.
Take a shit. Don't put my people in, because this was a hatchet job by him.
It just Yeah.
You don't do that.
It didn't make any sense. Like, going in and reading it.
He didn't have to do that.
No. To get to the point that he was trying to make, there was no reason to bring in Joel Embiid's son or his deceased brother, who his son's named after. Yes. Like, it didn't.
The article doesn't change without that sentence in there.
No, it doesn't.
And that's where it deems becomes unnecessary.
But the thing about it is, who approved him for that to be printed?
I don't know. Like, there's an editor. Maybe this guy is so revered that he gets to write whatever
then,
he wants. I don't know.
After it happened and everybody said it must have been him. Talking about the report.
Oh, people knew who
knew who it was and everything like that. And again, you can't put your hand in there because if you could, there'd be a lot of beat up media guys and journalists
because
that's all they have. They got the power of the pen to be able to write something and people read it, just like how Kevin Durant called Stephen A. Smith a clown, because what they do is they get on these TV shows and they say these things. And then because people look at it too, oh, it must be true then. And then you're going to start thinking that about Kevin Durant, which is probably not even true about him, but because this guy said it on TV, and then, you know what I mean? So that's all that was, right? The power of the pen. But, yeah, I'm not mad at Joel Embiid for doing it. He just can't do it.
Yeah, it doesn't change the way I feel about Joel Embiid. No. I mean, I guess it doesn't change the way I feel about the journalist either, because I didn't feel about him at all. I guess it does. I didn't know who he was or feel anything about him. And now I think he's a jerk because I think that was a bad way to go about that article. I guess the better way to do it would have been what? Just to be like, hey, like, this is ridiculous.
Yes.
This guy should print a retraction or something like that. Like, but that doesn't feel adequate. it doesn't really give you that satisfaction that you're looking for in that scenario. It's a weird time where this is happening, right? Like, this is happening where media people do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it's over the line. Like, this article was over the line for sure. It didn't make any sense. Was weird and dumb. And then guys are reacting. Like, Diggs in Dallas got after that reporter a couple weeks ago. I don't know that what he did was over the line, but still, he went after him. Like, I don't know. It's not a good trend. Because it feels like a trend.
Because it is.
Yeah.
Because
not good.
At the end of the day, it brought clicks to the whatever that author, whoever he works for. And that's part of the problem, is it kind of...
Does he want that?
Yeah, no, that's true. I think in the long run, it's not a win, but maybe the article does get that. I'm not sure. I don't know. Again, that's a bad standard.
If we see another article about Joel Embiid penned by the same guy, are we not clicking on it to see?
I'm not ever going to click on an article that this guy writes ever again.
But I have a question. It's like, okay, because we understand what the whole thing is with Joel M.
I ever clicked on one in the first place.
Not playing and all those different things. And because what he did and how they messed it up, or did they mess it up by coming out already and saying we're not playing back-to-backs and all those different things.
Yeah.
Like
criticizing Joel Embiid's ability to stay on the floor is a reasonable criticism.
Now,
most of the article is fair.
But I'm thinking of it to this point here. If this is what's going to take him to get to where y'all need to go as far as the championship, why won't you just, you know, deal with that? Because what does Philadelphia want more?
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The 76ers.
Right.
You want a championship. Yay! Hey!
Seems like maybe you shoot a text before you show
up. Hell yeah.
Huh.
Like you're going to break, so I can go cuss his ass out. Right.
Wow. Okay.
One quick one. The match. Superstars is going to take place over 2 days later this month. Remember the matches, that golf thing they do?
I can answer your question. No, the answer is no.
Ken Griffey Jr., Charles Barkley, Michael Phelps, Bill Murray, Mark Wahlberg, Wayne Gretzky, Nate Bargatze, and Blake Griffin.
Who the hell is Nate Bargatze?
He's a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like him.
Is he my funny?
I don't know. You might. He's like kind of dad funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know,
he doesn't cuss ever.
Oh,
which is kind of weird.
Then he ain't my funny.
But he says stuff about being a dad and a husband that you might chuckle at.
Really? Okay, yeah. You know, I like my comedians to cuss.
No, he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that.
I'm always a big fan of
Bill
Cosby.
There's absolutely nothing controversial about his comedy whatsoever.
Oh, really?
Like, you could play it at church.
Yeah.
Like, it would be fun. But that's okay, though. Like, if you're funny enough, you can get away with it.
I'm sure there are gospel, like, Christian comedians. I'm sure there are, right?
Probably.
You think so?
Probably.
I'm just trying to think, what would be, like, if you're a Christian comedian, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
What would your jokes be about?
Satan.
Would it be about, like,
taking shots at Satan?
About almost sinning?
Like, or temptation?
Yeah, or temptation or something like that. like you were sitting.
I don't know. Look, man, funny's funny.
Yeah, it is.
And I bet there's people, and I'm sure they exist, we just don't know who they are. There's people that are funny enough.
And you don't have to curse to be a good comedian. I know that.
No, for sure.
Yeah, but no, I'm just curious, like, the temptations of a Sister Renee in that white dress. You know, something like that.
Well, it feels strange saying this now, but I mean, that was kind of Bill Cosby's thing. He was super clean.
And that's why I said I never was into that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never was into it. But they say he was foul language before that, though.
Oh, was he?
That's what they say.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we know.
We'll leave him alone.
Bill's a freak.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Bill's a freak.
All right.
Nasty ass freak.
We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We appreciate you being with us. Means a lot to us. They'd fire us if you weren't. So thanks for being there. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.